Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
It's no secret that narcissists are pathological liars. They lie for all kinds of reasons. And you know, it's kind of crazy because I've seen them lie about things that they don't even really need to lie about. And that's the whole thing that's kind of surprising to me. Like, why would you lie about that? So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung, and this is Negotiate Your Best Life. And I, on this podcast, like to bring you the content that's going to help you actually negotiate your best life. And that may mean negotiating with your own self and, you know, with your brain, with your mind. It might be negotiating with somebody in your life. It may not even be a formal negotiation. It just might be, you know, dealing with somebody and trying to navigate all of that. And I especially focus on negotiating with narcissists or high conflict personalities because those are the ones that are the hardest. Those are the ones that make our lives miserable, that make us feel disempowered, that where we feel like we don't have a voice or that we've been controlled by these people in a lot of ways. And so I like to bring you all content that's going to give you actual tools to deal with high conflict, narcissistic, toxic personalities. I have been a divorce attorney for a very long time, and so I've had to deal with negotiating in the most high conflict types of settings with the most high conflict types of people. And negotiating can be very, very tough, but it was really after, I mean, I had written a whole book on negotiation, and I've spoken on negotiation for years and years and years all over the country. It wasn't until I actually had to deal with a couple of narcissists in my own life, and I started reading books about narcissism and really learning about the personality type, that I was able to figure out how to put together my knowledge of negotiating and marry it with my knowledge of narcissism. And that was when I really started to see actual movement in my cases and came up with the SLAY program, which is developing strategy, leverage, anticipating what the other side's going to do, and focusing on you and your case and your position. And it was really when I came up with that that I was able to I have now helped millions of people all over the world through my YouTube channel and thousands of people through my SLAY program. So in this podcast, I've really decided that I'm bringing you content that will help you break free from toxic and narcissistic relationships by giving you that step-by-step guidance. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the narcissist's most common lies. And, you know, it's no secret that narcissists are pathological liars. They lie for all kinds of reasons. And, you know, it's kind of crazy because I've seen them lie about things that they don't even really need to lie about. And that's the whole thing that's kind of surprising to me. Like, why would you lie about that? You know, but they just do. It's just a way of being for them. It's a way of life for them. They have no sense of self. It goes all relates back to having no self-esteem and needing to suck all of their value from the environment and from people around them. That's called narcissistic supply, and narcissistic supply is what they seek, what they need, what kind of makes them feel alive. It's anything that feeds their ego. But they need to lie, or they feel they need to lie, in order to control everyone around them so that they can get that narcissistic supply that they're constantly in search of and always in need of. And one form of narcissistic supply is devaluing and hurting others. And this is another reason why a narcissist might lie. I've certainly seen narcissists in my law practice as clients, as opposing clients, as opposing counsel, as judges sometimes. I mean, you know, they say 1 in 10 people are narcissists or have narcissistic tendencies or traits. I almost wonder if it's higher nowadays, but there's certainly a pandemic of narcissism for sure. And, you know, if each one of those people narcissistically abuses 5 people in their lifetimes, we're at 3.4 billion people. I've said that before, but, you know, to be honest with you, I feel like they narcissistically abuse everybody that they come in contact with, but certainly people that they target, people who dare to get close to them. And the crazy thing about narcissists is they want you to love them. They want you to be there for them. And so they say all these things to try to get you into their world and under their spell. But then they immediately start devaluing you. And then if you want to leave, then they're hurt and angry and upset. But they don't like tie any of it back to their own behavior. They have absolutely no ability to have any sort of, you know, looking at themselves and study their own behavior and be self-aware of what's going on in their own space and their own behavior and their thoughts and their words and their deeds and all of those things and how hurtful they can be. It's kind of crazy to me. Then they're like baffled that people don't want to end up staying with them. It's, you know, why would somebody want to stay with that? But they don't really think about that. So they lie all the time. I've seen them lie in my law practice. I've seen them lie in my personal life. They lie about all sorts of things. As I said, they lie about things they don't even need to lie about. They lie about things that are readily verifiable. They lie as a means of gaslighting. They lie to please. They lie to hide. Regardless of their reasoning for lying, there are some lies that are really commonly used amongst narcissists, and here are some of them. So, number one is no one is as honest as I am. Or they'll say, I have to be honest. Or honestly. It's kind of ironic and very paradoxical, but these are common lies that narcissists use. And if you're dealing with a narcissist, you need to remember that nobody is as dishonest as they are. If a narcissist is beginning a sentence with the above words, it's probably nearly always followed by a lie. And they say things, you know, even though you know that the person is a pathological liar, they say things with such gusto and confidence that you tend to believe them, at least early on. My dad used to say, whatever you say, say it with authority and people will believe you, which is true. I mean, you do want to say things with confidence, and that is really, really important when you are negotiating for sure. You want to come from a place of confidence. But narcissists take this to an extreme in all areas of their life. And they do it so well that even though you inherently know that they're lying, you've got this little gut feeling, the hairs on the back of your neck are standing up, you end up being inclined to believe them. And it's important to keep these phrases in mind so that you can protect yourself from the lies that they so often use to manipulate, control, or hurt you. So the next common lie is I love you, or I care about you, or I'm here for you. When a narcissist says these wonderful things that most anybody would want to hear, they don't necessarily truly mean it. And I do have a video on YouTube on what it means when a narcissist says, I love you, and what they're actually saying. So I expand on that a lot more in that video. So you can check that out if you want to. And you can just, if you literally just go to YouTube and put in my name, you'll be able to find all my videos there. But anyway, they're incapable of actually loving you in a way that you probably think of love. I mean, love means that you care about the person, that you genuinely, you know, if the other person is hurting, then you're hurting. If they're sad, you're sad. If they're happy, you're happy. You know, really feeling that empathy, that compassion, that feeling for the other person. They're just really incapable of loving you, caring for you, showing up for you. I mean, normally when they're saying these things, it's really a love bomb so that they can manipulate you, control you, get you into their web of control. They are testing you out to see if you're going to be a really good form of supply for them. And so they get you into their space, and they usually do it very quickly. By the way, narcissists usually the speed of the relationship is very quick. You know, you're best friends immediately. You should be doing everything together. You should be in business together. They show up as perfect for you in every single way. They say all the right things. They do all the right things. They know. They're extremely cunning at reading people. They've had to do this their entire lifetimes. I actually just read an article written by a narcissist, and she actually said that the reason why they're very good at reading people is because, you know, this particular narcissist had parents who were, abusive to her in some way. And so she got really good at reading their feelings and reading their emotions and reading what was going on with them so that she would know how to respond or how to act. And so they're very, very good at reading people. And so they'll say what they need to in order to get you into their space so that they can start using you as a form of supply. That's the whole point of getting you into their space, is using you as a really good form of supply, as, you know, it's their food, their oxygen, their lifeblood. And a lot of times they say these words, I love you, I care about you, I'm here for you, but the way they behave doesn't line up with the way that you see them, what they're saying. So, you know, they'll say, I love you, and then the next thing you know, they've disappeared and you can't get a hold of them. Or they say, I care about you, and then you're sick, and they are resentful of the fact that you're sick. You know, they say they want to spend time with you, and they make a plan, and then it doesn't end up coming to fruition. So they say these things, but they don't follow up with the synonymous actions. So they don't necessarily believe these words. So they are lies.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
If you're calling them out on their behavior, or you are upset about something, you know, sometimes they'll just say whatever they need to. Sometimes this is also a form of future faking. Things will be better in the future. You'll see, this is how it's going to go. And then it just never happens. They just say what they need to get out of that situation. They're very, very good at that. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp can assist you today with your own licensed professional therapist, private, online, super convenient. You're communicating in less than 24 hours, no waiting room. no leaving your house even, and they are committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So it's easy to change therapists if you need to change therapists. They can help you if you're wherever you are in the world, worldwide, with anything such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts. Anything you share is confidential, super convenient, affordable. I want you to start living a happier life today. And so as a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/breakingfree. Join over 800,000 people by taking charge of your mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/breakingfree. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
Getting in a relationship with a malignant narcissist was the biggest amount of head trash I've ever had to wind my way out of. And I say that with, you know, childhood sexual abuse at the hands of my father. So while that was horrible and awful and you know, obviously horrifying, this relationship that I got into in my early 40s was by far more traumatizing.
And now we return to today's show.
The next thing they will say is, "I'm sorry, things will be different, I'll do or be better." These phrases are what I call narcissist faux apologies. When a narcissist apologizes, they aren't truly sorry for the harm they caused. They have no intention of truly changing their behavior to better themselves. They just want you to stop with whatever it is that you're bugging them about. You know, if you're calling them out on their behavior or you are I'm upset about something, you know, sometimes they'll just say whatever they need to. Sometimes this is also a form of future faking. Things will be better in the future. You'll see this is how it's going to go. And then it just never happens. They just say what they need to get out of that situation. They're very, very good at that. So they'll say sometimes if you're not in a relationship, like you've broken up with them because of their behavior, they'll beg you to have them back. Everything will be better. Everything will be different. You'll see. And you get manipulated again sometimes back into, you know, their web of control because they just want to get you back so that they can continue to get that supply from you. So, I mean, it's kind of similar to when the narcissist says they love you, actions speak louder than words. So if a narcissist says these things and then doesn't change their behavior, again, they're providing lip service and again, they're lying. So another one that's kind of similar to that is "I promise." Narcissists do not live up to their word or their promises a lot of the time. If a narcissist is promising you something, they're future faking to manipulate you into believing them so that you will stick around and provide them with the supply that they're constantly in need of or in search of. When they promise you something, they're only promising you this fantasy that will never turn into reality. They want you to hold on to this fantasy, at least for the moment, so that you just don't realize the type of person you're dealing with. You're not, you know, calling them out on their behavior. You're no longer giving them, any trouble. And they don't want you to leave because then you'll no longer be a viable source of narcissistic supply for them. But, you know, be careful. Beware of a narcissist's false promises. And The next one is, it's not my fault. You will hear narcissists say a lot of times it's not their fault. They don't want to take responsibility. They deflect, deny. You know, if they're being called out on their behavior, then it's somebody else's fault. Maybe it's your fault. Maybe it's something that happened that they weren't able to do something. You know, maybe it's somebody else at work, somebody else in their family did something, but they will not take responsibility for their own actions. They don't want to be held accountable. A lot of times, if you do bring something up, they'll just say, well, let's just forget about that. Let's just start from here. Let's just move forward. And they don't take time to acknowledge the hurt that they caused, the pain that they caused, the you know, what they've put you through, because they don't want to think about it anymore. It just is easier to go, let's just start from scratch. Let's just move on from here. Let's not talk about this anymore. Or they'll deflect. And you know, if you try to bring something up, then it becomes your fault. You were the one that is to blame. Or they might just take it completely away from the conversation totally and say something like, I didn't like the way you said this. Why are you bringing this up now? The timing was bad. You know, the way you said it was bad. You know, maybe it was you interrupted me. And so now it's a whole conversation about you interrupting the other person, even though you didn't interrupt, or you were just clarifying something. If they know that what's coming is something that's going to be holding them accountable, then the next thing they're going to do is do whatever they can to get you away from that conversation. And so now you end up assuaging their ego, trying to make them feel better. No, I didn't say it that way. No, I didn't mean it that way. No, that's, and so whatever it was that you were trying to hold them accountable for ends up being completely lost in the whole thing, because now it's all about something else. And, you know, if you do truly believe, by the way, that they've done something wrong, you're probably right. I mean, one of the things that is, you know, when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, and the couple of people that I've had to deal with in my life that were narcissists, especially one in particular that I'm thinking of, and mine was not in a romantic setting, but it was in a business setting. You know, I knew early on that there was a problem with this person. You know, the hairs on the back of my neck, the gut feeling that I had it very early on, but I ignored those red flags. I ended up thinking, well, you know, the person seems so good, so genuine. A lot of other things seemed right. So I'm going to ignore these red flags because I think that it's going to end up working out in the long run, or I hope that it will, or I hope that maybe what I'm seeing is wrong, or I'm just completely ignoring it. You know, I see it, but I'm just not going to acknowledge it or do anything about it. And that's what ends up coming back to bite you. I mean, you know, usually probably pretty early on that there is a problem and it doesn't get better. That's the one thing I can just tell you for sure. It only gets worse. And the problem with narcissists, and I found this, you know, really very much with myself, is that as much as you try to maybe have a nice ending of the relationship, or maybe try to walk away where you can each feel whole and complete, where you don't want to hurt the other person, because especially since you're more than likely an empath, because narcissists and empaths have this kind of symbiotic relationship with each other, you probably think, well, maybe I could do it in a way that doesn't hurt the other person. I'm not out for blood. I don't want to do anything, you know, that's going to be hurtful or cause issues. I just want my life back. I just want to move on, or whatever it is. It just doesn't end up working that way for narcissists, unfortunately, because they see their form of supply walking out the door, number one. And number two, they want to make sure that it, since you're hurting them by walking away and taking away that form of supply, they have to hurt you first. They have to get you. They have to make sure that you know that it's a problem. And they want the world to know that if you're walking away from this person, that it must be because there's something wrong with you. So that's when you start seeing the birth of the smear campaign. You start seeing, they're lining up their flying monkeys. The triangulation starts happening, all this. They just feel like they have to destroy you in order to, save their own face and save their own pride. It becomes war. And so what happens when you're negotiating with narcissists in any kind of situation, because it's the end of a relationship of any kind, business, whatever, they cannot make it nice. They will try to destroy you. And then you don't even realize that this is going on a lot of times until you're deep into it and you're way behind the eight ball. And so what I'm saying to you is, you know, if you want to have a fair result, if you want to have an equitable result, if you want to just get somewhere back in the middle, you have to have strategy. You have to create leverage. I know it sounds counterintuitive. I know a lot of people say, but that sounds like I want to fight. No. If you want an equitable result, you have to do that when you're dealing with this type of personality. They get narcissistic supply from making you miserable, from dragging you through the court system, from making you squirm. And if you want to cut off that supply and have it be a fair result for you, you've got to have some strategy and leverage behind it. So that's what I have for you today on this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life with a Narcissist's Most Common Lies. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, I highly encourage you to do that. Subscribe, leave me a review, subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram, join my private Facebook group, which is Narcissist Negotiators with Rebecca Zong. I have so much for you in the way of free resources, which includes, by the way, my free Crush My Negotiation Prep Worksheet, which is an ebook. It's 14 or 15 pages. Grab that at winmynegotiation.com. Don't do this alone. I have so much for you in the way of free resources, and I want to share that all with you. So, to all of you, remember today is a great day to start negotiating your best life, and I will catch you either on my YouTube channel or in the next episode of this podcast. Take care. Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zong. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.